C. Grant knew the Trump administration wanted to eliminate its budget for next fiscal year, but those cuts could come much sooner. The organization says the White House is asking Congress to slash this year's funding, too. That could mean the end for dozens of Alaska programs focusing on fisheries and climate change. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Paula Kullenberg, the director of Alaska Sea Grant, says this latest news was unexpected. Sea Grant supports research at 33 universities nationwide, including the University of Alaska Fairbanks. But as early as this spring, some of those projects could be on the line.
It's anxiety-making to have this hanging over your head.
Kullenberg says Sea Grant found out about the additional cuts from an agency that acts as its congressional liaison. She says the White House is proposing cutting $30 million from Sea Grant's programs for this year. That's not to be confused with the Trump administration's ask to eliminate the Sea Grant funding for next year.
I think that's highly unusual. I've never seen anything like that.
Alaska Sea Grant receives matching funds from the university and the state. But Kullenberg says those federal dollars make up the program's core funding. It pays for projects that measure the economic vitality of the seafood industry and helps communities adapt to climate change.
We're supporting 10 graduate students with research fellowships, 3 Alaska Sea Grant state fellows, coastal issues.
And the list goes on.
There's not very much in our program that wouldn't be severely disabled if that came to pass.
Congress is debating at the end of this month what Sea Grant's budget will be for the rest of 2017. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan have shown support for Sea Grant. They've asked for, quote, adequate funding for next fiscal year. Kullenberg says she's remaining hopeful for this year, too. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.